Today on Jesse Duplantis Ministries.
How can you create it? I have the same DNA as God Almighty. And so do you. You were created by God. You have His DNA. Would you turn with me today to the book of Philippians chapter 4? And I want to talk this. Every year I pray and ask the Lord, you don't have to give me a theme. If you want to give me one, fine. Or yeah, I'll just preach as the Lord directs and guides. And how do you know what to preach? Well, St. John 16, 13. Howbeit, when the Spirit of truth is come, He would guide you in all truth. Not some truth or a truth, but all truth. And if Jesus is the way, you can't get lost. If He's the truth, you cannot be deceived. And if He's the life, the devil can't kill you. Amen. Now, you're going to have to understand those things instead of just quote it. I believe in confession. Don't misunderstand me. Because that's how you got born again. But what you confess, you must possess in every which way, shape, or form in your life. And I mean that sincerely. Well, I was praying, you know, and I almost didn't want to let go of that theme I had last year. You know, the scripture says, is there anything too hard for the Lord? And the theme was, give God a job. He said, well, take it in 2025 too. In fact, everything I've given you can just keep carrying them on. But this new one I want to talk about, we'll just add it to it. It started out with my daughter, Jody, years and years ago when she was, Jody was a child that was very, she acquisitive. I mean, what's the word? I mean, she just noticed things. I mean, spiritual, physical, financial, she just was like that growing up. And I didn't know that she would watch me as much as she did, you know, but she did, you know, and I was traveling constantly all the time. And I'd come in and I had what we call quality time with Kathy, because I was traveling every week. You got to understand. And let me just give you an idea how busy we are. Just in 2024, me and Kathy preached 300 meetings in 101 cities in six different nations across the planet, across the ocean. I mean, we just flat work, and it's a blessing of the Lord. Well, anyway, Jody always came up to me, and she would say this. She'd start saying this when she was about, I guess, 10 or 11 years old. And she'd say, Dad, I want to ask you something. I never knew what she was going to say, you know. I say, what? She said, how come everything you touch prospers? It seems like, Dad, everything you do prospers. You know, and yeah, it's kind of odd that a statement like that would come from a 10, 11, 12-year-old person, you know. Who's thinking of prosperity or anything of that nature? And I would look at her and I'd say, well, that's very easy, Jody. I create my world and I walk in it. And she'd say, oh, okay, I need to do something like that. I said, yes, you do. Well, I was praying and then Lord said, I want you to use Jody's statement this year to you. And I don't know how many times she said that, teenager, even now. Lord, Daddy, it seemed like everything you touch prospers. And I look at it and I go, I create my world and I walk in it. See, now let me tell you why I do that. This is not a point, but you can write it down if you want. When you create your own world, Satan can't walk in your world. You ought to write that down. That's not a part of my message, but it's just a little hors d'oeuvre. When you create your world, he can't walk in it. It's like you ever walked on sand, and if it's real thick sand, you kind of do this and stuff like that. What happens is when Satan tries to get in my world, he stumbles. And when he stumbles, he gets under my feet. And where is he supposed to be? Ah, see? So in other words, when you create your own world, he doesn't have anything to do with your world. He's restricted, rejected, and awaiting confinement in every which way, shape, or form. That's spiritually, physically, and financially. You know, in all my years, 49 years now, I've never had a financial deficit. Why? He couldn't walk in my world to stumble me. He stumbled himself. Don't shout me down when I'm preaching that, see? And I don't mean this to sound rude, but the other day I saw President Biden walking on the sand. I thought he's going to fall down. Did y'all see that? I mean, you know, because if that sand's a little thick, it's kind of rough to get your footing, you see. And so the only part of your body Satan should ever see is the bottom of your foot. You see what I'm saying? Because he's under your foot. Now, I'm going to prove this in the scripture, and I want to read it. And we're going to start in Philippians chapter 4, verse 10. And first, I'm going to read it in the Old King James, and then I want to read it in the Amplified. Verse 10 says, but I rejoice, this is Paul the Apostle now, but I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again. Philippians was blessing Paul, sending him offerings and helping him to preach this gospel. Wherein you were also careful, but you lacked opportunity. Why? Because, you know, a lot of time he had a hard time receiving, but he began to receive. Not that I speak in respect of want, verse 11, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know I know both how to abase and I know how to abound. That's very important. I've learned that all my life. I know how to abase. I don't have to have nothing to be happy. And I know how to abound. The stuff that God's given doesn't make me happy because it's mine anyway, see? So whether I got a bunch or less, it doesn't make any difference because he never leaves me or forsakes me. I know both how to abase and I know how to abound. Notice he's creating his world right there. Everywhere and in all things, I'm instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. Now, verse 13 is the main scripture. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Now, do y'all have that? Lord, bring me that parallel Bible right there. He said, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Not who, but which strengtheneth me. And thank you, sir. And now I want to read this in the Amplified and so you can get it more clearly. Let's see, I'm not used to right. Where's this Bible right here? Philippians chapter 4. Okay, I want to start with verse 10. Where's verse 10 on this thing? Now, it's got a lot more words. I was made very happy in the Lord, verse 10, that now you have revived your interest in my welfare after so long a time. You were indeed thinking of me, but you had no opportunity to show it. Not that I am implying that I was in any personal want, for I have learned how to be content, satisfied to the point where I'm not disturbed or disquieted in whatever state I'm in. I know how to be abased and live humbly in straitened circumstances. And I know also how to enjoy plenty and live in abundance. I have learned in any and all circumstances the secret of facing every situation. What is that secret? He's creating his own world, see? Watch that. Whether well fed or going hungry, having a sufficiency enough to spare or going without and being in want. I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses inner strength. I want you to remember the word inner strength. Into me. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. Now, I want you to understand what I'm talking about. There is trouble in life. This is a sin-sick world. But greater is he who's in you than he who's in the world. So I want to deal with it. In other words, create your world and walk in it. And a lot of people get mad at me because they never saw me sad, sick, disgusted, broke, busted, disappointed. Why? Because I'm in my own world. And it's a good world. Why? I created it. How can you create it? I have the same DNA as God Almighty. And so do you. You were created by God. You have his DNA. That's why Satan hates you. And if you go to Genesis chapter 1, it says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The earth was out form and void, darkness on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of the Lord God moved upon the waters, and God said. Now, when God says something, what are you saying? He said, let there be light. So if there's a darkness in your area, just say, let there be light, or light be. You see, the same DNA that's in God is also in you. Because when he created us, it's the most amazing species, the human race. And yet in all the species he's created in the natural, we're the weakest. But Jesus said, let the weak say I'm strong. Because we could speak what he said, when he said it, how he said it, anytime we wanted to. You got to understand that. So I want you to write this down if you're taking notes. And we're going to start this. Number one, the ripple effect of a believer who walks by faith, talks by faith, demonstrates what faith can do, is a witness to the power of Christ. Let me say it again. The ripple effect of a believer who walks by faith, number one, talks by faith, number two, and demonstrates what faith can do, number three, is a witness to the power of Christ. In 1982, oil went down to $6 a barrel. And we were living in home at that time, and I never forget when the Lord told me to move here. They said, you can never can sell nothing. You can't do it. And let me tell you something. I grew by 30% when everybody was leaving town. Yes. Amen. Why? Because I walked by faith. Yes. I talked by faith. And I demonstrated the faith that God had in me by creating my world. Yet I had so many people tell me, you just can't do that. Well, maybe you can't, but I can. Well, who do you think you are? The same thing God said about me. I have his DNA. See, you got to quit worrying about what people think about you. It don't make a lick of difference what they say, because their words don't mean nothing. You see, it's what God's word says. Now, you're going to get persecuted when Jesus was persecuted. But, you know, Percy's not cute. You've heard me say that. So who worries about it? See, that's called a created world. And when people say, Bob, you know, well, what about inflation? Well, what about it? Just make more money. Oh, I can't. Well, do you make money? How many of y'all got a job? Hold your hand up. Wave it. You make money, right? And you make more. There may be other different ways God will show you how to do that. May not necessarily be on that job, but there's all kinds of different ways God will show you what to do, when to do it, where to do it, and how to do it. You see what I'm saying? So instead of getting disturbed by what you see, why don't you create what to see? You see, let me say it again. The ripple effect of a believer who walks by faith, talks by faith, and demonstrates what faith can do is a witness to the power of Christ. And I've had so many people say, that man's amazing how he does those things. You know why? You can, I can, we can, because he can. Now that's in my partner letter, you know, and that's a point. So you can, I can, we can, aren't just positive words. They are spiritual realities. Write that down. You can, I can, we can, aren't just positive words. They are spiritual realities. So I don't care how much something costs. It didn't make no difference because I can. You can. We can because he can. Now that's a created world by you. Yeah, but I mean, how are you going to do it? He didn't ask you to pay for it. He asked you to believe for it. How do you do that? You can, I can, we can, because he can. See, they're not just positive words. They're literally living realities and spiritual realities that come to pass in every area. I really have to watch what I say because I get it. Do you see that? Do you? Okay, I lost this crowd. Let me go over this way here. Do you understand what I'm saying here? You see, this is not arrogance or cockiness or in any way, shape, or form. That don't mean nothing. Well, so my God, well, supposing you lost everything. I don't have the supposed it don't work syndrome. But if I did, I can, you can, we can, because he can, I'll get some more. Do you see what I'm saying? Now, that's kind of Cajun, some more. I mean, some more. not some more, it's some more. So you can, I can, we can, aren't just positive words. They're spiritual realities. Well, Brent Jesse, how do you speak it? Not from the outside, but from the inside. The most powerful person in you is inside. Let me say this. Everything you got outside is decaying. Everything you got inside is growing. With eternal life. Here's the point. A faith-filled inner world is a great defense against a troublesome outer world. A faith-filled inner world is a great defense against a troublesome outer world. Go with me to the book of St. John chapter 16. I want to prove it with the scripture so you'll understand what I'm talking about. St. John chapter 16. Now watch this, how it works, because this is so simple that you need a good theologian to help you misunderstand it. St. John chapter 16, verse 33. Look what it says here. And I love this. These things I have spoken unto you that in me you might have peace, but in the world you shall have tribulation. We know it's coming. But be of good cheer. Not for the tribulation. For I have overcome the world. So if he's overcome, so have you. Now that's inner strength. See what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. Here's the point. A faith-filled inner world is a great defense against a troublesome outer world. So it didn't make no difference what the outer world saying. It's what my inner world is saying. Yeah, there's tribulation. So what? Be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. Now it makes people mad when people say, who you think you are? Oh, I've overcome the world. Huh? You what? I've overcome the world. We're going to shut you down, your mama. You can talk to you blue in the face. I'll overcome you. Don't shout me down when I'm preaching. Listen to me. See, this is creating my world. Now, when they try to get in my world, they stumble. You ever notice how many times people have tried to kill me? How many times they tried to destroy me in the news media? How many times? You know what? They stepped on my sand and they tripped. So not only did I walk on the devil, I walked on them fools too. Kind of makes me smile. Hallelujah. I'm kind of like, not dirty Harry, clean Harry. Make my day. Do you feel lucky today? You know what I'm trying to say? When you understand that, so that first point, the ripple effect of a believer who walks in faith, talks by faith, demonstrates what faith can do as a witness to the power of Christ. Why? You can, I can, we can. Aren't just positive words. They're spiritual realities. Why? A faith-filled inner world is a great defense against a troublesome outer world. You see, ladies and gentlemen, I don't rehearse the can'ts of life. You'll write that down. That'll help you out. Don't rehearse the can'ts in life. Flip the script on yourself. How do you do that? This is a very strong little point. Let me say it again. Don't rehearse the can'ts in life. Flip the script on yourself. How do you do that? Harden yourself against yourself. Harden yourself against yourself. Your body may like something God don't like. Well, how do you stop that? You harden yourself against yourself. Yourself, your flesh is not saved, will never be saved. It has a stain of sin on it. Even though you're forgiven, God's gonna give you a new body. You harden yourself. The hardest part of my life has not been stopping sin. I can stop sin real easy. And we've all sinned, but we're not all sinners. We've all sinned, come short of the glory of God. But the thing that I've struggled with because I hadn't hardened myself or tempered myself has been my temper. Because sometimes I like to lose it. Don't look at me weird. You the same way. Because if someday you just looking to pick a fight with your husband. Or vice versa. Just let her say something. You're driving down the road, let somebody say something, and you got the fuse hanging out the window. Go ahead, say something, sucker. And then you light the fuse, boom, it just blow up, you know. No, that means you learn to harden yourself. You know how you lose weight with a diet? You harden yourself against that fried chicken. Sing this. Hate that chicken from Popeye. See, because everything in life has a voice and it's talking to you. Everything. Let me say it again. Don't rehearse the can'ts in life. I hear so many people say, you know, man, that church split 35 years ago. My God, when are you going to forget it? You see, you're keeping that, and what it's doing is not helping you create your world. And that's how Satan gets in your world and plants seeds of weeds. You see what I'm saying? And then when you don't understand how to do that, before you know it, instead of a harvest of blessing, you got a harvest of weeds. And you're wondering why. Well, you plant them with your mouth. That's how you did it. You know, he said, say to the mountain. He didn't say, climb it. Get out of the way. You see what I'm trying to say? So when you understand that, then you'll understand this statement. When faith is weak, it's unable to meet the demands that are made upon it. Write that down. When faith is weak, it's unable to meet the demands that are made upon it. Faith doesn't hesitate, postpone, or allow wishy-washiness. Let me say it again. When faith is weak, it's unable to meet the demands that are made upon it. Faith doesn't hesitate, postpone, or allow wishy-washiness. When I was building this, I don't know how many people, including people that were building it, saying, you can't do that. They're trying to make my faith wishy-washy. But my faith was already built before I started building this. Already I created my world, and I was walking in this church before it ever got here. I was walking on this land before I was even able to purchase it, because when I drive by, I'd say, that's mine. So I refuse to have wishy-washy. Now, Brother Jesse, you better watch yourself. Or, you know, you're just going to have to borrow money. And nothing wrong borrowing money. But the Bible said, owe no man anything but to love him. Now, the reason why I say that almost sounds like an oxymoron, and it isn't, because Abraham was a lender. He said, you will lend and not borrow. But what you want to do is be a lender. Why? It puts you in the driver's seat. You see what I'm saying? So I refuse to be wishy-washy in my believing. And they always say, boy, I don't know how you're going to do that. I'm not going to do it. Christ in me is going to do it. I can do all things. See, that you've got to believe that you can. You just got to believe that you can. You know, I don't have what I call a I'm not a dumb man, but I mean, I went to college. I went to LSU, but I never joined LSU. I just snuck in there. I said, I ain't lying. That's the truth. I went to class, and I never joined LSU. But my friend Gary, he was in LSU, and he said, I'll get you in. My love. Why? I wanted to meet some girls. And did. That's all I'm going to say about that. I went to college, but I never joined a college. And then crazy professors didn't even know they thought I was part of it. I mean, I took the test. I didn't do nothing with it. I just took it. It was amazing what I could get myself into. Why? Because I believe I could. See, I believe I could. And there was time we didn't have any money. Nothing. Gary didn't have, I said, well, I'll make some money. I'd just walk into some nightclub, some piano bar place. And I said, can I play that piano? And they'd say, well, can you? I said, you're going to have to judge that yourself. And I start playing, man. Oh, Lord. I mean, I kicked the piano stool out, do little Jerry Lee Lewis, Great Balls of Fire. Or little Percy Sledge. When a man loves a woman. Boy, they start dropping money on the table. Oh, man. And I'd walk out with $200 or $300 in tips. Why? Because I knew I could.
I'm so excited about our partner offer, Create Your World and Walk in It. It's our theme this year, and it's based on Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, that says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You can really create your world and walk in it. How? The power of God inside of you. Get your copy at jdm.org. It will change your life. I mean that. Are you ready to get your life changed? Do it now. Did you know that doubt is a habit? Yes, it is. You aren't born a doubter. You learn to doubt over time. In my book, I Never Learned to Doubt, you will learn something. And what is that? To go back in time and regain what was lost so that you can enjoy more peace, more joy, more favor, and more blessing. The wonder of faith is a pure thing. It's a childlike thing. And faith is the only thing that God responds to. When you never learn to doubt, life is so much better. I Never Learned to Doubt. It's my new book. Get it today. Do you feel empowered by today's message? Remember that it's God's power, not your power, that makes it possible to create your world and walk in it. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13 says, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Never rehearse the can'ts in life. Well, how do I do that? You flip the script on yourself. How do I do that? You harden yourself against yourself. When yourself tells you to do something you shouldn't do, no, I'm not doing that. You are going to listen to me, flesh, instead of me listening to you. That's how you do that. Hey, I want to thank you for the wonderful questions you send me. Here's one from our partner, Christina. She says, hi, Jesse. I've been learning so much from this year's theme and the partner letters that you send me. I've always dreamed of owning a business, but I'm limited on finance. Can you please tell me the first step in overcoming that? Well, Christina, the Lord's not limited on finances. Now, you a partner, right? That's right. Now, decree and declare every day on your seed the 100-fold return. People are going to think you're crazy. They're going to think you're nuts. No, you want to open up a business. You want to do what I believe God has placed upon your heart to do, which is your desire, and watch that money begin to flow to you. See, sometimes we try to figure out how to do that. Howbeit, when the Spirit of truth has come, He'll guide us in all truth. That's St. John 16, verse 13. He will guide you what to do, when to do it, where to do it, and how to do it. Christina, you're on your way to success. We have a great product offer for you this month. I love it. It's my book, I Never Learned to Doubt. You know, when I got saved, I learned I had to pull up the roots of doubt from the past, and I decided to believe God. This book is going to change your life. I'm telling you, it's one of my favorite books. How do I get it? Go to jdm.org for all the ordering information. Partners, thank you today for all that you do for this ministry. We have such big projects, you know. Ain't nothing small happening around here, good Lord. And that takes millions a month to run this ministry, but that's all right. That is okay with me. God takes care of it. He said, I didn't ask you to pay for it. I asked you to believe for it. So I sow my seed just like you sow your seed. Thanks for being a partner. We're getting the job done, ladies and gentlemen. We bring joy. We bring peace. We bring blessing, not some of the time, all the time. I hope to see you next week. I'm going to preach a message entitled, Expectation is the Secret to Abundance Eternally. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Jesse DePlantis Ministries is literally circling the globe using every available voice. What would that be? That would be television, radio, printed page, internet, DVDs, CDs, books, whatever it takes to preach the gospel. Can you see it? Hey, can you see it? I can just see it. I can see the gospel going all over the world to every person. Every year, the soul's adding up, people getting healed, lives being changed and delivered. Is that impossible? No. God thinks we can do that. Everything you see here at Jesse DePlantis Ministries was impossible, and everything we are going to do is impossible. But yet the Lord said, if you believe it, I'll do it. We are believing the unbelievable and receiving the impossible to simply reach people and change lives.
Always runs in advance of your ability to fulfill it. It's always ahead of you, see? But if you say, God chose me, and I'm going to complete this, and I'm going to do this. You're always going to have somebody say, you can't do this, you can't do that, but yet the Bible says you can do all things through Christ. You don't realize how much power you have as a Christian. No matter how old you are, don't you ever quit. And before you know it, you complete your destiny and reach your destination.
Are you ready to revive your spiritual life? My book, The Power of Prayer, is loaded with personal stories and biblically-based principles that will equip you to start enjoying the abundant life Jesus died to give to you. You can tap into a clear line of communication with God that will reveal His plan for your life. Never underestimate the power of your faith-filled prayers to unlock the gates of heaven and provide for your victory. The Power of Prayer. Order your copy at jdm.org.
Expectation is the secret to abundance or results eternally. Blessed in the city, in the field, going in, going out. So notice it, Jesus physically became sin that we might be physically become righteous. Some of you don't think you deserve it, but you do. Because you can't go by what you feel. You got to go by what you believe.
Thank you for watching today. For more information about Jesse DePlantis Ministries, go to jdm.org.